June 11. An ear open, a will ready. The Lord said to him, "Rise and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas, look for a man of Tarsus named Saul, for behold, he is praying." Acts chapter 9, verse 11. In the Bible, there is no mention of Ananias before his appearance in Acts 9, and there is only one brief mention of him after that. By all accounts, he was not a tremendous man who had done great things by the world's standards. Even so, God saw a faithful heart within him and chose to use him in a tremendous way in the conversion of Saul, who subsequently became known as Paul. Like Ananias, you may not have done tremendous things in your life, gone to amazing places, or gained any sort of great popularity. But God is in the business of setting his hand upon certain individuals and using them to accomplish his will. Our part is simply to be like Ananias, with ears open and wills ready to hear and obey our God. The emphasis in this verse is not on the way in which God spoke to Ananias, but on the way in which Ananias responded. "Here I am, Lord." His ear was tuned to hear God. What about yours? Do you hear God speak through his word? Is the posture of your heart such that whatever it is he is calling you to do, that you will say, "Here I am, Lord"? Ananias' response to God is remarkable when we consider what God was calling him to do and for whom. He had heard from many about this man, Saul, how much evil he has done to your saints at Jerusalem, and he knew that in Damascus, Saul had authority to bind all who call on your name. Yet he willingly chose to obey God's call despite any fear or resentment he had of Saul and his reputation. He heard and he acted. How often do we make excuses for our own inaction in response to God's call? How often do we hide behind our fear or live with excessive caution, forgetting that God gave us a spirit not of fear but of power and love and self-control? Ananias displayed this powerful spirit through his obedience. Our culture values big names, big accomplishments, and big ratings. God does not have the same preoccupations. Ananias had no great name or huge fanfare. He simply had an ear open to God's voice and a will obedient to his command. This resulted in a life sacrificed for usefulness in God's service. And on this day, it meant that he was the first to tangibly extend God's love and grace to Saul, as he reached out and called him brother. And so, though he may be a small character in the Bible, there is much you and I can learn from him. You may receive little to no recognition for your faithfulness to Christ in this life. You may take risks and make sacrifices in service to him and feel that not much changes and no one notices. But far better than anything this world can give, you can look forward to hearing God's "Well done, good and faithful servant," as you enter the kingdom of heaven. No good work done in his service is ever wasted. He weaves it all into the great story of salvation.
Devotional material is taken from the Truth for Life Daily Devotional, copyright Alistair Begg. It's published by the Good Book Company. This reading was digitally created by Truth for Life and is used with permission. For more clear, relevant Bible teaching, visit truthforlife.org.